As we've been reporting this week, sometimes Massachusetts students who require certain special education services aren't able to get them in public schools because the public schools are not always equipped to meet the students' needs. James Major is executive director of an association of the private schools. His group is called MAPS.
They usually have failed repeatedly over and over and over again, and it's been incredibly frustrating for the kid. And our schools really represent the last hope and opportunity for these kids.
But who are the special education students in Massachusetts, and are they getting the assistance they need in both public and private schools? We spoke with Elizabeth Keefe, assistant professor at Lesley University, who focuses on special education and autism spectrum disorders, and asked her if the number of special education students in the state is growing.
The number of students that require special education services in the Commonwealth has remained largely static over the last 10 years. There's no question that there have been specific groups, such as students with autism, who have experienced, you know, a significant number of students with particular disabilities in our schools. So I would say the need for programming for students with very complex disabilities is certainly an issue in the Commonwealth.
Are we doing a better job at identifying children who need services?
The Commonwealth is a very progressive state with regard to special education and supporting students with disabilities. So I think we've actually always done a pretty good job of identifying the students that need services in the Commonwealth.
What about delivering services themselves? Is the Commonwealth doing a good job or an average job or a below average job in terms of actually delivering services to the children in need?
I would say we're doing an uneven job. We've always been a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of our offerings and our programming and our thinking with regard to the needs of students who have complex profiles, who have, you know, really unique set of learning characteristics. But we have an interesting system. So when public schools, for example, feel that they don't have the capacity to adequately provide educational programming for students, we have outplacements in Chapter 766 schools. These are our private special education schools in the Commonwealth. Some are stellar, continually working to improve the education of their staff, the preparation and training of their staff. And then we have schools who purport to meet the most complex needs of our most vulnerable population of students in the state who are not doing such a good job.
Do you think that's due to under-regulation by the state or parents of these students becoming more self-aware of what's right and what's wrong and then reporting out on that?
Probably a combination of factors, and it's not to say necessarily that the public system is better or superior to the private system, but there's a little bit more accountability with the public system. There's a little bit more transparency. The staff and teachers at private settings are not always required to have licenses, teaching licenses, or certifications. And I think overall, given the level of complexity of the students that are placed in these private settings, we do not have the capacity in some cases to oversee management of these private special education schools.
Does the state need to do more?
I believe there are a number of different things that we could be doing to improve the system. One is at the state level to ensure that we have adequate supervision at the state level. Secondly, we need to require and demand transparency from some of these Chapter 766 schools, including improving the preparation of the teachers that work there. And then lastly, to be working with families to support them where they are. It's really important not to vilify parents for, you know, the desire to place students at a school that purports to be able to meet the complex needs of their children.
And what can parents do to make sure they're choosing the right school for their children?
There's a lot of information that's publicly available on the Department of Education website. I think, you know, being a really good advocate means that you are really thoroughly doing your research about schools, reaching out to educators that, you know, you have a level of trust with, that you've worked with in the past, to seek their opinions on particular placements. And really having candid conversations with the directors or the staff at school to ask the hard questions about things like, you know, safety of students, supervision, level of ratio of staff to students. Those are the kinds of questions parents should be asking and the advocacy they should be engaging in.
Professor Keefe, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Professor Elizabeth Keefe focuses on special education and autism spectrum disorders at Lesley University. For all the stories in this series, go to the Edify section of our website, wbur.org.